I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
I didn't get to make my omelette this morning.
Well, you've just had
Wait,
a crack at me.
Yesterday you said you were going to stop stealing my breakfast cereal because, and I quote, I make omelettes for breakfast now. You did it once.
I had a banana this morning. Well, I don't have time because now I have to go to Pilates and the physio.
Yeah, I know. You've just had a crack at me for going to the doctors and taking my health seriously. Now you tell me you've got a nick off from work because you've got a bung hip.
Yeah,
so you're going to do Pilates and then go to the
physio.
I'm
not going to the GP.
You're still going to an allied health professional.
Oh,
that's
my God.
What a physio is. Okay, and if your hip is truly bung.
I'm lying. I'm not going to a physio. I'm going to the Chinese massage place near Woolies. He's very good. Okay.
Well, why don't you actually take an investigation into what is wrong with your hip? You've been complaining about this for a little while, actually. This has cropped
just
up before.
My glute.
And you're just going to go and get a frigging massage?
No.
Go and get it investigated.
Liz, can I warn
you?
This
is why I am a picture of health.
Can I warn you? Sarah's going to book into her doctor today and ask
yes.
about your hip.
Why are some people so anti going to their
I'm
GP?
I'm not anti going
you
to
are.
My GP.
Just go and suss it out or
Sarah,
go to a proper physio.
Sarah, I've just pulled my high glute out. I know exactly what I've done to it. There's no need, like if it continues.
Well, why are you going to get a massage on it?
Because that's what you do when you have muscle
Maybe
fatigue.
Maybe you've pushed your glute out because you've been moving it incorrectly.
Correct.
And you should do some physio exercises.
That's why I'm going to Pilates to strengthen my pelvis and
your
keep
bum
it in
is already
alignment.
Very strong, those little triangles. They're very strong. Peach watch.
Peach watch. I do resent that you call my bum a triangle, though.
Well, they're muscles.
Do you know what I found the other
muscles.
Day when I was going through all of my old photos?
What?
There is a photo of me when I was 7 and a photo of my cousin, and I think my sister must have taken it. And it's zooming in on our bums sitting on the floor. Obviously, we have clothes on, and you can see the two triangles, and my cousin is the same.
Yeah.
I should bring it in.
Yeah, please do. I'd love to look at that photo. Don't you love the 80s when you could just take photos of what you wanted?
And imagine getting that printed at Big W.
Legit. Not a problem.
All right.
Yeah.
There must have been like a transition period of parents who took photos like that just completely innocently around the same time that we started freaking out about pedophiles.
Well, no, the difference is, Scott, those photos stayed within the family. Now when people take photos of their kids, they're everywhere.
Guys, we didn't have bare bums.
Yeah,
I was wearing
I know.
Like pajamas.
I know what you're talking about. But you know like I've got the token all three kids in the bath photos from when I was little.
Of course.
I thought you were talking about your kids. I was about to say, I think you've picked an extra one up. Who's the third kid in the bath?
Yeah.
Guys, for all of you with kids doing nap plan today, tomorrow and Thursday.
Either of you.
Remy's doing it.
Oh.
God help us.
Is it that important?
I don't know. I don't know.
Aren't there schools where teachers are telling students not to show up because they hate standardized testing?
Well, yeah, that our school's been really good about it. They've said, we're not making a big deal out of it. The kids will be fine. You don't have to do anything at home. We're making it fun. They're going to have extra playtime in between the breaks. Whatever. I've told Remy to apply himself.
Oh, he'll take note of that. Have you met your son? I can't wait to hear how he does in the test this afternoon. I feel like that's our podcast opener tomorrow sorted. Whatever he says today.
What do you reckon is going to need to happen in this office for our bosses to give us extra playtime? That'd be nice.
What do you mean?
Like extra air time or just off-air playtime?
No,
like just
play.
Like, guys, have a longer lunch.
How fun.
I never have a lunch break here.
Don't you?
It's a torture.
See, that's your mistake. When I worked, not here, but in an office job, I always made sure I took very lengthy lunch breaks.
Are you one of those people that also pooed on work time?
Because, oh, God, Scott!
Because... that you're getting paid to...
No, Sarah doesn't poo.
No, body's a temple. No waste products.
All right,
on that great, fine note, let's listen to how Lise thinks you can put leashes on butterflies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That guy was 100%.
Oh, my God. You could hear his female accomplice laughing in the background, and Lise is still like, really? What part of the butterfly did you put the leash around? It's like, oh my God.
You know what? Like, I haven't imagined. I think that would be beautiful. Imagine if you could put a leash on a butterfly. Imagine that.
I think you probably were just transported back to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or something.
Oh, I and love thought, that. Was one of my favorite
yes,
movies.
Yes, this can happen.
The Land Before Time is one of my favorite documentaries. Incredible that dinosaurs had such advanced communication with each other.
I mean, amazing.
Can I just say something really quickly? I don't know if I told you guys this. Oh, I did. But I didn't tell the people. My children just recently asked me who their grandparents were. Like, who are Po and Munya? Like, who are they to us? I said, what do you mean? They're like your father's parents. And they were like, what? They had no idea. They just thought they were randoms off the street.
What do you call them again?
That we'd befriended.
I love that. We're really close.
What do you, who did you think they were? I don't know.
What are they called? Poo and Munya.
Everybody gets some old people that they've got to supervise.
That's probably because they're used to hearing all the other friends go like, Nana, Poppy, Grandma. And they're like, well, we've got someone called Poo and Munya in our life.
It's Poo and Munya. And then I said, okay, so
you can say it fancy, but it's
the revelatory, the revelation that Poo and Munya are actually your father's parents. Wow. And I said, okay, so who do you think Mummy Nick and Bubble are? And they're like, well, I don't know. And I was like, they're my parents.
Wait, so who? Why? I know Bubba Nick and Mummy Nick. But wait, explain.
Babo.
Explain Poe and Munya again. This doesn't sound very French.
They're not. They're Dane's parents.
Well, why the hell are they called Poe and Munya?
Because the kid, Remy, named them.
Oh,
but do you
God,
need
that
to
kid!
Ask?
That kid! What? If you can pronounce Poe, you can pronounce Pop.
Well, he couldn't. So it's stuck to Poe.
And Munya like a bunya tree?
She wasn't a fan of it, but then
oh,
it grew
I bet she
on
wasn't.
Her. And now she can't. She just cannot.
Munya.
Munya. And it's just stuck. And now all the grandsons, she only has grandsons, the poor woman. All of them call her Munya. I know. It's all Remy. And same with my parents' side.
Okay. We have to go.
Babo like the elephant.
Babo. Not Baba. Similar.
We have to go, but there is so much to unpack in this.
Do you know what? Can I just leave out the little tidbit?
Tidbit.
It just came out. I didn't articulate it properly. A tidbit.
It's a Freudian slip.
It's not. It's
stop looking at my boobs.
When we were out at dinner the other night through an event and I was trying to cut the brie, Lee's actually snatched. No, don't say anything about cutting cheese. I know what's coming out of your mouth.
Hold on. I've got audio of you cutting the brie.
Lee's legit stole the knife out of my hand and said, that's my right. grandmother would be disgusted in how you are cutting that cheese.
That's right. There is. Do you guys, I hope you two boys in this studio know how to cut.
Have a good day.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, I have found the most delightful good news story.
Okay.
Now, there's a lady in Scotland, a wee little lady in Scotland. Oh, my God, I did it, guys. I did a Scottish accent.
You didn't do it?
Oh. Anyway, this lady in Scotland found an injured bee, like one of those big chunky bumblebees, you know those, found this delightful little injured bee in her garden, took her in, became friends with her.
Wait, is this a Pixar movie?
No, or? Sarah. It's not a movie. This happened in real life. And this lovely lady became attached to this bee. Like, they became best friends. Take a listen to this.
When I found her, I thought, okay, I'm really going to have to take you indoors and help you out. So I kept her in overnight. She just took to me right away. She would take drinks from my finger and she'd crawl all over me. She would snuggle into my hand and sleep.
So dramatic.
Okay, snuggle into her hand. The poor bee's probably trying to sting her with its little bum.
No, no. Okay, so this is the thing. The bee that she found actually didn't have any wings, so the bee couldn't get away from her even if she tried. She had something called deformed wing virus and really needed to be cared for, and she didn't have a stinger. So again, the bee had no choice in the matter of this friendship.
The bee was actually a prisoner to this lady.
She made a little bee house for it. She collected flowers, took care of her on the daily. The bee died eventually, so it's not actually a good news story. But I just thought, how beautiful.
It's not
people
it's
to
deluded.
Have. It's not. People have unusual pets and are drawn.
That was a crippled
to these
bee.
Exactly, Sarah. And
as you said, it couldn't get away. It didn't have a choice.
But the bond was there nonetheless. And I think that, you know, some people do form these bonds with these unusual pets. No, nothing.
1860.
I think that B had Stockholm syndrome.
Don't stop it. You're so like negativo.
131060 is the phone number. Do you have an unusual pet?
Come on, guys, help me out here. I think it's so beautiful. It brings a tear to it. You know I don't cry for much. And when I saw this video.
So you're gonna cry for a lady who thinks a crippled insect was her favourite pet in the world.
Yes, because I think it's so beautiful to nurture an animal. That is in peril.
And that has a lifespan of about a week anyway.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you make friends with a cold-blooded animal, or is that the point of saying that, you know, that person's cold-blooded? Because the people who make friends with snakes, I think, no, that snake does
no,
not
I get snakes.
Love you.
I like snakes.
Do you?
I do like snakes.
That doesn't surprise me.
I've got no problem with snakes.
Okay, 131060, do you have an unusual pet? We want to hear about it next.
I believe in it.
I think there's a local crow that's taken a liking to me.
The one that tried to pluck your eyes
out? No, because whenever I walk past it, it goes...
You're a strange unit.
Fred. 131060, do you have an unusual pet?
Yeah, I had a pet butterfly.
Did you, Fred?
How did you know it was your pet? Was the butterfly consensual in this pet relationship?
No, what happened was, it was like crook. So I picked it up by its wings and I wrapped the string around it and it used to float around.
What? It just floated around your head?
No, it used to fly around. I used to hold the string. It used to fly around after
hold on,
a while.
Hold on.
How big
on
was this butterfly? Was it a dragon?
Sarah, he put a butterfly on a leash. I mean, that's it now.
Fred is having a laugh, Lee. This is not legit. Listen to Fred.
It's true. Like, I got the string. I wrapped it around it. You know the one that your mum shows with?
Yes.
Thread.
A thread.
Yeah.
Again, that's not a pet. That's
hold
a prisoner,
on,
Fred.
Hold on. Fred, where did you wrap the thread around? What part of the butterfly's body?
Well, I don't know if they got a neck, but it was around that area.
It did not have... Fred,
can we,
are you
can
sure?
we make a decision? I've just turned Fred down. Is Fred having a laugh?
Fred is absolutely having a laugh. I mean, Lee, do you know gullible sounds like oranges if you say it really slowly?
Not, I believe it,
no,
Fred.
No, Fred is... Could you not hear the giggles? Fred is having a laugh.
And also, that would kill the butterfly.
I know.
There's no way
you can't tie
real.
A thread around a butterfly, you idiot. I'm taking applications for a new co-host.
You guys don't believe in the magic of pets. Adam on 131060, please tell me you have an equally amazing pet story.
Well, I think it's an actual pet and not a prisoner. I've got two squirrel gliders, which are like sugar gliders.
Oh, cute. Okay. How did you capture them?
Well, I work for a zoo. I'm a zookeeper. And so I look after a lot of different animals. I look after joeys. I look after wombats, everything like that. So at the moment, I'm looking after two squirrel gliders. They're actually in the back of my car at the moment.
Oh, my
God.
What have you named them? Could you name them like Lee's and Sarah?
They're already called Avo and Cado, so I'm afraid not.
Avo and Cado. Oh, my God. I love Adam. Adam.
Just quickly, I had a friend tell me recently that he tied a string around a butterfly and let it fly around. I mean, is that a thing that you could do with a butterfly?
I think you're pretty sure you'd kill it pretty quickly.
You guys. Listen, also, Adam, another question for you. Are you Prince Harry?
No, I'm not Prince Harry.
Are you invited to the wedding?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there this week, yeah.
Thanks, Adam. I do love a squirrel glider. I'm not sure what a squirrel glider is.
They're so cute.
We're Tuesdaying.
Guess
that
what?
That didn't come out right. I meant to say it's Tuesday, and then I said we're Tuesday, and then now I just want to go back to bed.
It's good that you're on top of your game. Hey, it is five more sleeps until the royal wedding.
Oh, good grief.
But I've got to say this. I actually feel a bit sorry for Meghan Markle. I feel like every time she must wake up in the morning and open the tabloids, if she does that, you just want to cry and, like you, go back to bed. Because I tell you what, as if her current family members aren't doing their own part to sabotage her.
Yes.
Thanks, Dad, staging paparazzi shots. Now it's been claimed that she's related to Jack the Ripper and also America's first serial killer.
Wow, what a family tree that is.
I mean, that is just an ancestry test gone wrong, isn't it?
That poor woman,
that
you know
what?
That
poor woman.
To make matters worse, the British chef that's in charge of all the dishes at the wedding has given us a sneak peek into what he'll be serving up.
Okay.
And I tell you, it's pretty lame.
Really?
We've got, well, look, he's talking about seasonal British produce like asparagus, peas, tomatoes, artichokes, and broad beans. Much of it sourced from the Queen's estate, which I'm guessing is where the corgis urinate. So broad beans are the things I avoid like the plague in
what
a salad.
What are broad beans?
They're beans that are broad.
And artichokes?
Artichokes.
They're not called choke for a reason. They're hard to swallow.
I mean, I'm hoping they've got protein in there because that looks bland.
Oh, yuck. Although Prince Harry's a pretty, well, he's a carrot, isn't he? He's a carrot dangling at the end of that veggie patch. He is.
Sarah, that was unnecessary to all of our ginger followers and listeners.
No, I didn't mean
it's a ginger.
I meant he's a carrot. Like, he's a carrot.
No, you meant a carrot.
I didn't mean he was a ginger.
You meant he was a ginger. You meant carrot top. You did.
I
can't
did
believe
not
you. I hate it when you're nasty to redheads. You are shocking.
I did not, please. I meant that he's the carrot
just
like dangling
prejudice
at the end
no
of the...
No, you didn't. Don't. I don't.
I give up
don't
with you.
Try.
I give up with you.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Some people have all the luck in the world, Lees.
Like you sitting beside me.
I was just about to say that. It actually annoys me that we think you just stole my line.
Do you die?
Yes.
That's why you're lucky.
Anyway, not as lucky perhaps as a bloke in Bondi in Sydney who took home two Division One lotto prizes 5 days apart and has netted himself $2.5 million.
I mean, what are the odds
what
of that?
What are the odds? His first ticket won $1 million, a cool million. And then he had the arrogance to go back to the newsagent and ask for another lotto ticket. Like,
well,
greedy,
why wouldn't
greedy,
you?
Greedy.
People do that when they win, right? They get winnings
but
and they go, I'm going to put it back
when you actually win
in
the jackpot. Oh, anyway, same newsagent, new ticket, won again. Another one and a half.
Oh, my God.
How? I mean, I hear these stories of people winning the lotto, but I'd like to actually talk to somebody who has
amazing
or who knows someone who's won a jackpot. Although in saying that, I am one of those people.
What?
I worked with a lady who won back in the 80s, Division One, $800,000.
That's a lot back
which
in those
kids
days
is about $1 billion now.
No,
makes her Trump of the 80s, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, so
and
13,
she said
10...
it changed her life. Not necessarily in a good way. I'm not finished, Lise. I'm not finished.
I was
don't
trying
cut
to wrap
me
you up.
Yeah. That people came out of the woodworks
of
and hands
her
out and she really knew who her friends were.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd like to test that theory. I'd like to win and test the theory of who are my friends because I really won't care if I've got $1 billion in the bank. 13, 10, 60, guys, have you won the lotto? And we're not talking about a $20 syndicate. You
no
can keep your story if that's
yes
the case.
Or do you know somebody in your life or in your circle who has won a serious lotto win?
Sarah, I have never, ever won even like on a, you know, even like that, like $5. Also, I have never bought a lotto ticket.
Okay. Well,
I'm not a gambler.
There's
I'm
your first
just
problem
not.
Oh, I like a scratchy. And if there's a big lotto ticket, I'll buy one.
I want to win though.
Right.
Don't you like pokies as well?
Yeah.
Of course you don't.
Yeah. But like, I gamble responsibly.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
only
you
when
do
I'm walking yeah past one, I'll put a few dollars in.
Have you had a big win?
I won $80 on the pokies once.
And the stories we don't watch. 13, 10, 60. Have you ever had a big lotto win?
Sian on 13, 10, 60. Do you know someone who's won the lotto? Legit?
Yeah, my pop back in the day. Oh, dear. It was a while ago. He actually won $46,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it was completely unexpected. It was literally dumb luck because he never plays. And then one day he decided, okay, I'm going to go do it. He played it and he won.
Oh, beginner's
wow
luck. They don't call it that for nothing.
What did he do with the money?
He redid his house. My nana and him are living together and he's just basically in retirement now.
Oh, good on him. What a great story.
Yeah, I mean, 46K is nothing to sniff at now, let alone back in
I'll
the day.
Take it. Yeah. Bryce on 13, 10, 60. Do you know anyone who's won big on the lotto?
Yeah, I've got a family friend of ours who won $13 million.
13 million.
Were you there with them when they won it, or do you know what their reaction was?
I was there when their friend came to her house and telling us all about it. And he gave $3 million to his best mate. Aww. And then just bought houses and put the rest into a high-interest bank account. Now lives off $800,000 a year in interest.
Oh, my
gosh. Wow, that sounds like he was pretty smart. I don't know if I'd tell people.
Yeah.
Wills and I have this conversation. If we won, would we tell people?
Well, yeah, people say not to. Hey, well, but this guy obviously has and
no,
nothing bad's happened.
My friend who won the 800K in the 80s, she said people would get very jealous that she'd won and have their hand out. Or she said it really showed who her true friends were. Even her partner changed when they won.
Really?
Just gave up work. And she had a work ethic. So it was...
Yeah,
you know, it can cause
working.
A bit of havoc.
Yeah, I bet it
so
can.
So that's some sort of cold comfort to us, Lees, as we as we don't win the lotto.
We've got to talk about getting sick, Leesy.
Or thinking that you're sick, but you're not. Like, just Sarah, the intervention is nigh.
I've just walked back into the studio. What is this?
Okay, you've walked back into the studio where Scotty and I have been discussing the fact that just before the break, you showed us your meningococcal and flu vax sites.
Yeah,
like
Band-Aid.
A badge of honour.
They are a badge of honour.
On your upper arm.
Yes.
And you're so chuffed about it.
Mm, yeah, I get vaccinated. Yeah. You know it, I know it.
Yes, yeah, so the do world I, knows but it. I don't like wear a singlet the day after to show people, look, I got injected. Yay for me. You have an alarming issue with your GP, Sarah. You just
I
go.
Don't.
You go. We discussed this on air a few weeks ago where it came to light that you are booking in to see your GP, you know, once every 3 weeks. And
well,
that's,
I mean, Lisa, I've got two kids. You know, kids
so
get sick often as so well.
Yep, I know.
And so I have to take, and then we all get sick. And so there's a real spate where I'll see my GP on the regular.
Okay. But the recent spate that you had, I made notes here. You went to see her one day because you slept in a little bit too much.
No.
And you thought that it was something sinister.
I did, but Mum made me go to that appointment.
Which is
she
also
was
a problem. Okay, you also went to see Dr. Hall because you had a nasal drip. Okay? Your doctor...
It was excessive.
You need to understand that when you call your GP rooms, their answer is, what is it this time, Sarah?
No.
Have you not picked up on that?
No, they're... No. Well, I think it's really important as you get older to know your family GP clinic. I like the receptionists. They know me. We have a chat.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
knowing them's good. Becoming friends with them is weird.
There's something about, like, it is, you know, you might have hypochondriasis. Hypochondriasis.
What?
Like,
you
are
made
you a
that
hyper-
word
it's
up.
Not. That is the word for people who are hypochondriacs, okay? People
hypochondriasis?
Who, yes. People who get unduly alarmed about physical symptoms, no matter how minor. Sarah, you took your daughter to the emergency room because she had a pimple in her nose. You are ill.
But again, Mum,
you are ill.
Well,
and
that was Mum again. Mum made me take her.
Okay. You know how some people are wine snobs? Have you not noticed that you're a cough syrup snob? It's an issue.
We gotta go.
No, it's not. I take my health seriously. I like my GP. I like supporting the local community.
We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 5. And good morning
it's
to Sarah's...
It's not a startup.
Good morning.
It's a GP clinic.
I respect their study. I respect their years of study.
They
I like giving them someone to impart their
good
knowledge.
Good morning to Sarah's doctor. She'll be there at 9.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.